And we're back here on The Marvelous Ones.
Marvelous.
The Marvelous One.
I do like the Marvel's comic shirt that you're wearing.
Yeah.
Get us in the right wardrobe.
Put us in the right wardrobe because I totally ruined it before the show.
What do you mean?
We were watching YouTube videos with Terrence Southern in it.
Oh.
I think every nerd out there loves Terrence Southern.
I didn't even know who
You didn't know who she was. I'm
right.
shocked by that.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I'm going to put some out like right at the beginning of the show.
Put it out.
We're putting things together right now.
We are working on everything.
So we got our Facebook page that's under construction, and
first post is there.
Yeah, I saw that first one, two posts, but I find it somewhat comical, a little humorous, even that we have three likes, and there are three hosts, and I was the first like, and I had to invite you two to be the other two likes.
You know,
I don't know if there's a word below sad.
You know, here's the thing. Here's the thing is my last. 100 and something hours. My last week has been, since we last were in this studio, has been in a roller coaster ride of no time. I ended up having to work on a day I didn't think I was going to end up working, right? Which isn't a bad thing because Lord knows I need the money, right? So I was very happy to work. And that job, instead of that job being quick, that job took forever. So I ended up working way past. So then Friday I got up and I was like, oh my God, I have to go Christmas shopping. Right? Not for me. Like, I only have to buy two gifts. It's for my niece and nephew, but it's kind of important to me. And I was like, oh my God. So I went out and did that. And then I got back, and my sister was like, she's got a broken foot and can't drive or anything. She's like, I got to go see the Star Wars movie before it's out of the theater, which is legit. So I went and saw Star Wars again. You know, which I know that sounds like I just haven't had time. I got to share that stuff. I got to do this.
I just found it humorous. But I don't know, Warren.
I've seen it for the first time.
He's pulling my sister's broke foot Jedi.
He doesn't like, I'm getting rid of her next week.
He doesn't like her anyway, so I don't know what the problem is.
I'm getting rid of her next week.
Family guilt or something.
Family, it is. It's a schwoospa.
But I just found it humorous. There are only three hosts, and we have three likes.
Yeah, well, we also
haven't launched it officially.
Yeah, we haven't launched it officially.
It made me ha-ha.
I'm glad we all liked it.
I had to invite you guys.
Do you guys follow it?
Yes.
Well, because I like it, so it pops up on the feed.
You got the follow. Yeah,
no, it automatically follows once you like
once
something.
Once you like something originally.
Yeah, you have to,
but here's what I'm saying, is I would feel a lot worse if it was like three hosts, one like, or two likes.
Well, it was only one like until I invited you guys.
I know. Well, I wasn't thinking about liking my own page. Right? I don't. I have to go back and look. I guess I like the other pages I have. I don't know.
I still don't understand how we're going to make it to millions of dollars with just
billions.
But the B.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to ask people to send us in money in the form of Bitcoin, and when it's high, we're going to sell.
I still don't understand.
I know, it's okay. Let me figure that out because no one understands Bitcoin.
I went to a seminar when I was out in Malibu
about Bitcoin.
I still don't get it all.
Did you record it?
No, but it was recorded.
Okay. I'll watch it and see if they understand it. I also have a nerd that can explain Bitcoin.
Okay.
Well, something I didn't understand.
Here we go.
He's going right into Star Wars right now.
Is that what you're doing?
What?
The Jedi?
Jedi.
Did I die?
No, the Jedi.
The Jedi.
The Jedi.
Wrong emphasis. Here we go.
The SS? What?
Anticipation.
It was a fun movie.
Yes.
Yes.
But.
Oh, here it is.
I thought it was a weak movie for Star Wars.
Oh, bum, bum, bum.
Yes.
Compared to what?
What did we learn
in
this
movie?
Why did
you find it weak?
Yeah, okay.
What did we learn in this movie?
Like, the Jedi powers were expanded by, like, 1,000.
Okay, well, this
The Jedi ended.
No, that's where you're wrong.
No, there's one more.
No, there's always going to be one more.
Well, just, he said,
that's
but he said,
the Jedi is ending, not the Force.
No,
he said there's one left at the end, something to that effect, didn't he? Or he insinuated that Rey is...
We know there's at least three.
The people with force people, they got the midichlorians working, but they're not officially, they don't have the diploma on the wall.
And they never
I'm all for not having the midichlorians.
He killed it.
No, Rey is a Jedi. She had the three-day course like Luke did.
Right, three lessons, 3 days.
That's all it takes to be a Jedi.
It's online. You can get it from the University of Phoenix.
Yeah, the online correspondence program.
Because Rey, the drop of golden sun, is now a Jedi.
Nope. I just didn't. I mean, this whole thing. He wanted to destroy the Jedi.
He was melancholy.
Wait, time out. Spoiler alert.
But at the same time, spoiler. He wanted to destroy the Jedi because they, you know, were not living up to their.
They're being arrogant. They created a Vader.
Not living up to his expectations. So we got to get rid of. We got to have balance in the Force. So we get balance in the Force because the dark side is rising with Snoke
and light to follow.
Yeah, and then you have. We're going to get rid of the good side by getting rid of the Jedi. So the dark side's rising. We've got to take down the good side. So, yeah, we're going to get balanced. How are you getting balanced from
that? You do not
understand. You're missing the point, man.
You missed the point, man.
Yeah. But most of the audience missed the point.
Does Yoda speak in a foreign language?
No.
No.
Language he speaks badly.
Language he speak. English he speak.
Badly.
Badly.
No, I just...
Right? But what he said is that... I got of what Yoda said... Right? Yeah. Was A, I really missed the little green guy.
Yeah.
I do. But what I really got out of it is that no matter what happens to those old books that are useless or whatever he calls them.
They're the beast there.
Right. They don't mean anything, that the Force always balances out. That if there is bad, there will be good. If there is strong bad, there will be strong good.
Well, even Snoke said that. Was
right,
dark,
and
light
Snoke
to meet it.
Said
yeah.
the same thing. It always balances out. It has nothing to do with the Jedi or the Sith. It has to do that it always balances good and evil. So that there will always be Jedis on the side of good because there will always be Sith and bad people on the side of bad. Evil.
Well, see, this harkens
back.
The bad
people are organized and the good people aren't.
See, this harkens back all the way to the prequels for me, where they were like, he will balance the Force. Remember that when Anakin was going, and I'm stealing this from my buddy. He goes, the good is like in power right now. Good is over evil. Sithness is gone, doesn't exist.
Right.
And we've got the Jedi Council kicking butt all throughout the galaxy. If this guy's going to bring balance, that's bad.
Right.
Because. Why would you want balance?
Right,
and good as one. That was like a sticking point. Like, makes a lot of damn sense.
Yeah, no, because Darth Vader brought the balance. He brought the evil.
And then he brought good back in the end.
He's like, I'm bringing evil back. Oh, you suckers don't know how to act, right?
dance, apparently.
So he brought it.
Sorry.
Dance off.
That was his Vader dance. That was his Vader dance.
Little groundhog dance.
Dance off. Now. The Sith are in control, right? Luke had fallen off the face of the Earths.
He unplugged the Force, right?
Gesundheit.
He unplugged by Gesundheit. The Furby chickens.
They look delicious, by the way.
My God, even the second time. Like, I'm watching them and like, you know what? All right, I'm going to be a jerk, right?
What?
I went to the Alamo Draft House to watch it.
You ordered chicken,
time.
Didn't you?
Damn right I did.
When Chewbacca was about to take it.
I was like, for the Chewbacca scene, I'm going to need a chicken sandwich. And the waiter's looking at me and he's like,
you've seen
the movie. And I was like, well, yeah, and I'm going to need a chicken sandwich about 3 minutes before that. So he was like,
if you want to be a real jerk, you should order like well, just a duck, so you have the web feed going. Because they kept the web feed, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they did, but they didn't have duck at the Alamo. I was at.
I'm just saying you bring your own.
Oh.
Do like a Sanford and Son, bring your own fried chicken on the plane.
Or Marion Barry, right? That was even better. Send your hate mail to ken@ntnradio.com. He responds promptly to all those, and we'll lecture us. But I don't think it wasn't about, like, the best thing about this movie is they finally have gotten rid of the pain in the ass Skywalkers.
There's still Solo.
She's not going to be around much longer.
We know what's going to happen.
She's not in the next episode.
Do you consider Ben still a Skywalker, by marriage?
But Rey's going to kill him in the next movie.
Yeah, I have a feeling they might hook up, dude.
I hope not.
She was all like, "Oh, you put your shirt on."
This is a J.J. Adams and plus Abrams movie,
they fought together. A little connection just takes that one moment. A little spark. Yeah, the spark that ignites love making between the Force.
And they'll have twins.
We could do a pool on the over under about them hooking.
And then they'll have twins and start the whole next generation.
At the end of the day,
the next generation's already started with the little kid who races the.
There's always going to be Jedi little kids.
Kangaroo horses.
And stepping out of fantasy world, it's whatever J.J. Abrams keystrokes he puts on the keyboard.
Right.
We're going to make it this way.
I get it.
And then, other than Rey, I don't think they developed the characters much.
Poe's
got to
go. I'm going to say this. Poe got to go.
He didn't develop anything. I mean, he's the same character.
He's going to be the leader of the rebellion.
Not if he keeps going out of half-cocked. No,
because he is a tactician. He's not a strategic thinker.
They did not develop him.
Because purple-haired girl showed him the way.
She did. By sacrificing herself.
And Phil's got a crush
on her.
I've had a crush on her since she was blind. That did not come out right. Wow. That's it, folks. We're done.
And all the new folks they introduced, most of them died.
What?
Well, the Admiral's gone.
Admiral Akbar? He's gone. He died.
No one mentions him.
He was a big dude.
He was really important.
Gone. Yeah, real
no
fast.
One mentions him.
No. Yeah. Leah.
Because it's a trap.
It's a trap. Maybe the most famous meme to come out of Star Wars.
Maybe. Actually.
It's a trap. I see it all the time on Facebook.
But Admiral Hux? Hux?
Was that the bad guy?
No, the purple-haired...
Oh, that's Leia Durham. What was the other dude on the Empire? No, the First Order. The red-haired dude, then. What's his name?
Oh, he's the general lackey.
That would be a great name for a general. General lackey.
But he was there. I mean, he was pulling the gun while Kylo was half unconscious. He was ready to take him out.
Yeah.
Then
he should have.
Right? Give him two more seconds. Two more seconds.
Snoop Dogg said that. Never hesitate.
Okay. The rapper philosopher.
Yeah, Snoop I know. Dogg. Well, I'm just saying Snoop Dogg said that.
It just doesn't bring as much weight as I thought you'd say. Socrates. Oh, shit. Oh, shoot. Socrates. Beep.
Beep.
Socrates said that.
Yeah, I don't have that.
We still don't know where Snooki came from, other than New Jersey.
Well, here's the thing, because I've read a bunch of different memes on the Facebook page. Like, we never knew where the Emperor came from until the prequel, and everybody's with that.
No, if you paid any attention, you realize he was Palpatine.
No, not from the original trilogy. You had no idea.
From the original trilogy.
Yeah, and nobody bitched about that. But now all of a sudden, well, you don't have these background people. Well, you know, and like, well, why did Luke go high? Like, that's what Ben and Yoda did once the Empire came. They went hiding, you know?
Right, Ben hid.
Yeah, no one wanted to find him. He changed his name.
Yeah, Yoda hid. You're right. You know, the bigger thing is R2-D2 being such a...
They wiped... Why stop messing with the droids? They wiped their memory. They don't know.
I'm just saying.
Their personalities are cool. And why is it not cool to like R2 anymore? That's what I've been hearing. And BB-8's the hot new trend. Like,
yeah,
R2's a man.
Yeah.
Man.
Right. I like R2 better than D2.
In fact, that was probably the most poignant moment for me. In the movies, when Luke did the connection and he pulled the hologram of Leia, the original, it brought it right back. I was almost in tears.
Yeah,
that was the connection. Because Luke's all brooding in the Falcon, and I was like, and he does the hand on the get out of here, man.
Yeah. And that's what started us. I forgot about the dice.
I never knew about the dice.
Oh, the dice!
I've seen pictures where it's dangling, but
That's a super nerd.
That's hardcore.
Well, I was a big Han Solo Millennium Falcon guy.
You would be.
I would be.
I like Han. Yeah. Who doesn't like
Han? And Chewbacca. You know, I actually saw a meme where it had a spider biting a guy's hand, and it had an equal Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
Then I saw a picture of a Yorkshire Terrier biting a guy's finger, and it had an equal side to Chewbacca. I was like, I'm going to go get bit by a Yorkie.
And then
I'm mildly entertained by that one.
Yeah, that was cute. But my biggest complaint about the movie, and this is kind of more of a just...
Next time we spoil it for him. Yeah. All he does is complain.
We knocked down the first two, by the way.
The Canto Bright scene.
What's that? The casino?
The casino.
The Monte Carlo.
The political...
Little statement.
The political statement, but also the fact that they spent... Oh, what, 30 minutes or more doing it? 20 minutes, 25 minutes in that area? Had added nothing to the story. It was cool.
Hmm.
Great sets of effects. It had zero impact on the story.
Well, they found the dude, the encrypting dude, the hacker.
You could have done that quicker, you're saying.
No. They found him. What did it didn't advance the story at all. It was the Indiana Jones and the Nazis. Had no impact. The Nazis still found it. They still got to it first.
Oh, he got.
I think the point was the reverse Tantooine cantina. where instead it's the worst of the, I don't believe I can't remember the quote, you know, the worst
versus this is supposed to be the best of the best.
So we're it's just the other
the
side.
Rich, of the rich.
Yeah. So they go in there and they're people who mine.
How did it advance?
So
the
I
movie?
Don't, they found okay,
the,
zero.
They had to change the storyline because they're there to find the dude. They had to find another dude instead.
There could have been a better B story.
And it placed the kids as far as the future.
Right.
A little foreshadowing
of
that.
It placed the future for the kids, right? But I think.
For one.
The only one that matters because the Force is strong in that one. He could get a broom.
He had Mandalorian. It's just oozing.
Yeah, I don't like that we know that that's what it is. I wish the Force was back to being just magical.
I'm cool with that. Not even magical, just the universe.
Universal
force,
thing, right? Yeah. The Force. Yeah. Right? In
Between
the first
life
Star
and death.
Wars, it was like, I didn't need it explained to me. Right, I don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. It's the Force.
I just thought that entire piece added nothing to the story.
I think that's going to
become okay. It
relevant.
It didn't take me out of it.
I think that will be relevant in the Han Solo story for some reason.
The Solo? Really?
For some reason, I feel like the Solo story.
You think Obi's going to somehow interject?
Well, I think Han's is going to be like smuggling stuff that ends up making those people money or something. Right? Because he was a
what
smuggler.
What did he smuggle? I know, but what, he didn't
we
smuggle.
He smuggled
know.
Anything.
He smuggled everything.
For Jabba.
Right. He smuggled everything. So I have a feeling that somewheres that plays into that movie.
That's super retro. That's like what 50 years or more.
Yeah, but that's okay.
From the current Jedi.
But they're making it now, aren't they?
Hmm?
The Han Solo movie is under.
Well, it's coming out.
No, no, their version of phasing is they do a Star Wars movie, straight up canon Star Wars movie,
right.
Every 2 years, and on the off years they have the spinoffs.
Right.
So like next May is in 2018 is going to be Solo, then 2019 is going to be this trilogy.
And they're not going to put it out in May because then Avengers will blow it out of the water.
That's blockbuster season, man. They're going to
throw it out. Yeah. That's what I saw. It's like sometimes
they just going to play all summer. But Then after the last trilogy, then it's going to be Kenobi or Yoda is going to have their own spinoff.
I thought Boba Fett was
or Boba
the next.
Fett. They're all on the list.
Which I don't know if that's a good trilogy. I don't know.
No, those are spinoffs.
I mean, spinoffs. I don't know.
Boba Fett would be because he was a big time bounty hunter.
I'm still of the philosophy less is more. They're more intriguing. Like, you know, Tonto. Don't give me more Tonto. Don't give me more sidekicks.
Right.
Spot,
well,
keep
like,
him in the back.
This is Disney. They're going to squeeze every drop of money out of this whole thing.
That's someone true. Doesn't like Mickey.
I don't either, but I love Goofy. Goofy's my man. I don't think that, like, everybody's like, oh, you have to have a Boba Fett one. He was such a big character in the first trilogy, and I don't think he was.
He was cool.
But he wasn't a big character.
No, but he was big because he was more mysterious. Now you're taking the mystery away.
I'd almost rather Bossk, one of the other bounty hunters, right?
Like the Bossk, and there's a guy with the bandages, and there's the robot assassin.
Or Greedo. What happened between Han and Greedo? If we come out of the Solo story, where we don't know why Han fired first, I'm going to be mad.
I mean, that was much later.
Because Greedo shoots people in the back. I'm sure that's what it was.
Well, Anakin fought him. Oh, there's a pull.
Wow, that is a good pull.
Yeah. Because they took that out. I thought that was an important scene to show there was anger in Anakin, but they pulled it for whatever reason.
That is a good
pull. It was a deleted scene, I believe.
Yeah, so was my major...
I think I brought everybody
that was
down.
My major parts of, you know, things. I was underwhelmed by it in comparison to all the other Star
really?
Wars movies.
A lot. Yes. I mean, 2 hours. There's a lot of stuff happening.
I know, but and I don't really think there was a lot of stuff happening.
What? Are you nuts?
No, I'm not.
Oh, boy. We got drama.
They were chasing the fleet.
Fisticuffs.
They were chasing the fleet.
I'm listening.
And bad decisions allowed them to get caught.
No.
No. And Poe. Oh.
No, it wasn't even that, but no, the one guy who he traitored them. He gave
did.
Out the yeah.
Poe. He did.
No. The key master dude, because he ended up telling them.
Or Poe when he sacrificed all the bombers.
No, DJ the hacker set him up.
Yeah,
I know.
Because the pods, he told him, Dad, don't go after the big ship. They're in the pods. Like, oh, redirect.
I got a new respect for that guy.
Yeah, he's playing the field, man. He doesn't care.
That's what he said he was going to.
Yeah, that's fine, but there's so. Oh my gosh, Luke saying, what do you expect me to take my light sword and take on the first? And he ended up doing it.
Did you know that he was a hologram?
At the end.
And he wasn't a hologram. He was the
projection.
Force.
Projection.
Well, he was a midichlorian or whatever.
No, I mean, he was a, some people say avatar, but yeah, he was.
He's a force projection.
I've been doing my
reading. Did you know
reading.
That?
Not until afterwards.
Okay. Oh, see, I picked up watching it the first time when his foot didn't make a red mark on the ground.
You caught that?
Oh, good point.
I caught that.
I must watch again.
So here's my problem.
He walked out like he was floating because there was no
there was no red mark.
I did catch that.
Yeah,
but I didn't make the connection.
Like I saw that, and I said, and I literally, thank God, I was sitting by myself. And went, why the F didn't his foot make a mark?
Because they had me when he's doing, you know, touching foreheads with Leia. Okay, he's there. He just walked in.
Well, I was there. At that point, I thought he was real.
Like, I mean, that was enough where I wasn't looking
for anything
else.
And then they did that one step. He did one step, and he didn't leave red. And Kylo Ren dragged his foot and left
red.
And I thought,
yeah.
What is that? Why isn't that working? I said, oh, my God, he's not there. Mm. And, like, I'm glad I was sitting alone the first time. I kept my mouth shut the second time. But the first time, I was pretty much sitting alone because I didn't bathe and I didn't want people by me. But I'm kidding.
I was sorry. My mind was going elsewhere. And I was like,
he didn't make a red mark. He's not there. And I was like, what the?
You nerded out at that point.
I totally nerded out. Like, and then I was like, oh, my God, I caught it.
Well, see, and here's the other post-reading. Mm-hmm. Kylo puts it out there when Snoke's connecting him with the Force. He's like, telling Rey, you can't do that. That would tear you apart. But your point where, like, nothing exciting, that showed how much where Luke fulfilled his destiny as being this badass Jedi, where no one's ever done that. He's been able to project himself over space and time and, like, be a tangible force and fight. That's, I mean, friggin' moving stones, oh, big deal. He actually fought and was like a touchable manifestation of who he was.
Yeah. No, that was big light years Jedi away. Power.
Yeah, that's where, like, before when, oh, he's going to be a powerful Jedi, oh, he will be. I didn't see anything too impressive in the first trilogy.
And did you catch when Yoda said, right, and this is important too, that, like, the master teaches
the student to become
better, right? He didn't say it like that, right?
I mean, I thought the line was like the burden of every master is the growth of the Jedi, or
they're outgrown.
So the only way Rey's going to outgrow him is if he's there.
She learned
to train
from her three lessons.
It's a 3-day training course.
She took the 3-day crash slim flash.
And she even did. Yeah, she knocked down the thing too. The rock. She wasn't. You know,
right. I mean, and she did
control.
Learn right because. She was able to pick up those rocks
Those are boulders.
Much faster than he could pick up the X-Wing fighter out of the swamp.
Yeah.
Right? She's way more powerful than Luke.
Yep. Raw power. It didn't scare
raw
him the
power.
First time, but right. Now he was,
yeah, right.
He was
that's
pooping
raw
his,
power.
Pooping his
and
thingy
he,
bombs.
Yeah, I mean, he pooped in his
luckily, that's that's probably why the X-Wing was submerged in the water to clean that puppy.
Yeah.
And that was a nice little red herring, whatever you want to call it, too. It's like, oh, that thing's coming out of the water.
And then you saw me. You're like, oh, my God, he flew that 1,000-year-old jet
right but he didn't. It's still underwater. It's still there. It's like the porgs are living in there. And that big blue milk manatee thing.
No, that was disgusting.
That was a little gross.
I need to see big dinosaur boob. And I definitely don't need to see somebody milking it and drinking it.
Yeah, that was kind of
a light throwback. Yeah. Just like the blue milk. That's all that was.
That was just one of those. Just like the casino, Cento Bright.
It brought nothing to
it
the
brought
story.
Nothing
did you
to
not
the
have
story.
A Merry Christmas, Warren?
I didn't
really
Merry Christmas.
You're grumpy about Last Jedi, which was decent film.
I said I liked it.
Yeah, but you followed up with a butt so quickly.
It just wasn't the best of the bunch. I rank it with episode one.
What's that?
I rank it with episode one. Pretty much it did.
The Phantom Menace?
Yes.
Oh, but that was not terrible, but it was...
That's where I rank it.
It was good, but
Phantom Menace was Jar Jar Binks.
There's no Jar Jar Binks in this one.
I would say if I was forced to rank one above the other, I would rank this above Episode One because of Jar Jar Binks. That'd be the only reason.
Jar Jar Binks.
Binks.
Binks. He's from West Virginia.
Who cares? I do.
There's Tyra Banks and then there's Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
there's a big difference.
Jar Jar. Would be the reason why I would rank that a little bit lower than this show, this episode.
What's that? Sorry.
Jar Jar is the reason I would rank that episode lower than this one.
There was a good response. They just enough porg? Was it porg? Yeah. It didn't take me out of it. It was just enough comedy relief, but it wasn't in your face, Jar Jar.
The first time I saw it, there was literally 10 people in the theater, right? And most of them were in the 1,000-year-old range because I went to like a matinee. The second time I went on Friday of Christmas weekend and had to sit in the second row because there were 25 billion little kids there.
So, oh, you know what?
And they all loved the little chicken ducking.
You know, I may have I may have colored glasses through this because I just remember this when we talked about it last week. When I watch it and I'm location dropping, and I was in Hollywood, Chinese theater, and then whatever in LA watching it the first weekend. I know.
I'm not location dropping, but okay.
Point being, I was in like home
nerddom.
Yeah, so like every reaction appropriately was communicated. When there's supposed to be laughs, people laughed. When it's supposed to be action, when people are supposed to shut up. There was a community there opposed to like more mainstream, generic, not hardcore, fans like myself going, watching it in Hollywood and whatever. But I think that's part of the experience too. So I don't know if that would change your opinion, Warren, if like the entire crowd was
The theater was packed.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, with the people, not just the theater, but
and
the
they
people.
Reacted appropriately. Reacted appropriately. I'm not saying the movie was bad. It's just not
you're making
the best
us
of the
feel
bunch.
Like it, Warren. Yeah.
But I will admit, the best Star Wars moment of this in past week.
How many do you have a week?
Two. I had two this past week.
Okay, all right.
I had the movie Star Wars, The Last Jedi, and then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. The Star Wars moment in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was freaking awesome. Was it not?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it was. In Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they did a total Star Wars moment. Han and Leia moment.
It was great.
It was great.
Completely unexpected.
I watched it here in the studio, and I did fist pumps.
Hmm.
Fist pumps.
And when you say fist pumps, that's not a metaphor.
No, that's actual.
Okay.
No, not a metaphor.
That's pretty epic comparison.
There was, and I kind of think now that all the Marvel, I guess, well, they're all Disney, right? Everything's Disney now.
Yeah, and they just bought.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
So that they have free range to do that stuff. I'm psyched. Maybe Chewbacca will be in the Infinity Wars.
Andy will be from Toy Story is going to be in Black Panther.
Maybe. Yeah, I heard he was. But Sherlock Holmes. Well,
Andy
Watson
Serkis
is.
Was.
Watson is. Anyways. But yeah, I don't understand how you couldn't like that movie, Warren. You're a bit.
I did not say I didn't like it. I just say it wasn't the best of the Star Wars.
You sound like it had a great personality.
Just calling it
ugly.
I will say that. It had great personality.
Wow. Like, she's a nice girl, but. Wow. Okay.
She had great ears.
Episode 8 had great personality.
Wow. I'm shocked. I thought you would have liked this.
He liked a lot
worse movies than that.
I didn't say
I think
liked
he's
it.
Getting back at us.
No,
for spoiling last week. We didn't even spoil.
I was very surprised. I expected the stuff you told me last week because, we made that deal. If any of us miss a movie, the other two get to talk about it anyway.
In movies
nothing
only.
You guys talked for a half hour and I learned nothing, it turns out.
Well, that just shows you how little we actually know.
Or that we love you.
Or that we love you, right?
I know better than that.
So we actually just know nothing. But I don't know where the Star Wars. I don't know what the next. I mean, obviously,
it can
the
go
next
anywhere.
Episode,
they haven't written it yet, so
right. And I'm not even talking about the next episode. The next episode, obviously, it's got to be Rey and Kylo Ren either fighting to the death or humping to the death.
Yes,
right. They're either going to be lovers or enemies,
or frenemies.
Do they bring the Empire together and rule it side by side?
Well, Kylo's got. I mean, he's got an interesting philosophy. He's like, forget it all, Sith, Jedi, throw it in the garbage. It's the past. It's
and
the
that's
past.
Luke's
it's the past.
Philosophy too, right? Because Luke was like, we need to burn it down. Burn it down.
Kind of. Rey is the only one, if you have to say.
But Kylo said, we will rule together, which.
Yeah, but she doesn't seem like.
But it wasn't like Jedi Sith marriage. It was just like you and me.
You and me, right. It wasn't like the Sith will rule for me.
Which means
it's going to
be an imp, but they're going to be the bad guys, though.
Well, they didn't go over political structure and bicameral institution and get a constitution. But
Yoda's not talking to her.
Yeah, like,
she doesn't have
Well, she doesn't even know him.
Right, but
here's the point. So, are we for sure Ghost Luke's coming back? Because he did the little wink and a nod. See you around, kid.
Yeah, he's got.
Is,
that, come
is he
back.
All but locked?
Yeah, that's a lock.
It's not written.
And we're pretty much guaranteed that we're going to read about Leia in the A Long, Long Time in a Galaxy Far Away scroll. right?
Oh, yeah. So that's how they're going to get rid of her?
I think so.
Yeah, that's really
so anticlimactic.
It is, but I think it's the only
she
way
she deserves
they can
do a better send-off. Like, I thought she was gone when the bridge blew. I was like, but she didn't. It's like 20 minutes into the. Oh, okay. Oh, well.
That
would have
been the best way. That
now she's married off.
I think had they known, she wouldn't have. Oh, when did the. Like, look how powerful Leia turned out to be. No other Jedi has survived being out in space.
Well, no one's. They never showed anybody trying. Plus, Luke's, you know, they're siblings, so.
All right, we got to go.
Bye. Ciao.